So, the last shiur in this series, we'll discuss in the Dine Mukta what's called Graf Shalrei. Graf Shalrei basically means anything which is unpleasant to Adam, unpleasant, disgusting, he wants to remove this item from here because he does not want this thing to be next to him. And the source of this whole concept comes from the Gemara in Beit Yitzchak Lamed Vav. So let's see the Gemara. Basically a story. Gemara says like this. Beirichayo de Abaye, the grinder, or the house of the grinder, of Abaye Dolof. There was a leak. Water was pouring into this house. And he had there his grinder, which obviously those days was a very valuable item. And it was getting ruined. Also Kamei de Rabba. So Abaye came from a Rabba. And he says, what should I do? I have this water going in there, and it's disturbing him. What should I do? Omalei, zil aile lepurich lasum. Put your bed in there. Dele'avile ke grav shirei v'avke. You'll put your bed in this room. When you're sleeping, the grinder is something which is a very unpleasant item to be next to your bed. And therefore, it will be a... And therefore, when you'll be there, you'll be able to take the grinder out and it won't get the leak. It won't be damaged by the leak. So, he tells him, bring your bed in there and then you'll be able to remove the grinder, which is something which is unpleasant to be next to. Yosef Abaye asked, can I go ahead and create the grav shirei, come to a situation where I put my bed into a place which is disgusting and then I can take it out? While I was talking about it, that place God basically destroyed. Omar said, Abaye, taste the Abi Adamar. You know, I should have listened. This is basically what Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me for the fact that I had tzfeikis. I had doubts on what my Rebbe told me. Rebbe told me I could go in there. Just go in there. He didn't go in there. Okay, so you were punished. Gwar goes on and says, Omar Shmuel, Grav Shirei is a, what they used for, basically as a bathroom. Vahovich Meraglaim. Two things that used for a bathroom. Mutal Lotzil Nashvi, can take it out to the garbage. But he can't bring it back because it's Muktzeh. In order to return it, you put it in water, becomes something you can move for the water. So you allow it to get out because of Graf Shirei, that's what Gemara says. Sovar Minei, the Talmidim understood. The Graf Shirei, I got money, if the answer no, you can take Graf Shirei, which is in a kli. You have a kli, and you put in the kli, you have a dirt, you can take it out. What happens to take out the dirt itself? No, maybe not. Toshma, the Achbar, there was a mouse. Ravashi was found in the psamim place, in the perfume place of Ravashi. Ravashi knocked him to the of Avkuv, take it out with his tail and remove it because it has a din of Graf Shirei. So this Gemara is the basis of Graf Shirei. And you learn from me a few things. First of all, you see that Rab was not able to remove the disgusting grinder, whether he's bothering him, if not, that he put his bed in there. If the bed is not in there, he can't take it out. Why not? Because it needs to be a place where he is using. That's number one. Number two is, the Gemara says, seemingly, that even if it's not in the place you're using, if you put your bed there, it becomes the place you're using, you take it out. Then the Gemara goes on and says, you can actually pick up a Graf Shirei and take it out. Says Tosis over here, takes it out of the Akabar. What are you putting out? So I don't understand. I'm going to break Yom Tev. Why is Abaye punished? L'chur, he's correct. You can't do Graf Shirei L'chatchilo. You're not allowed to create something which is discussed there and move it out. So Asfili Rabba, the Ochash, Rabbi holds here, you're allowed to? Shupsei Dei De Berichayim. Because the Berichayim are getting ruined. So for the Psei, the Mokko have said you're allowed to do it. Oh, you should let me kill L'chatchilo Kolkach. It's like so L'chatchilo. Show me from himself, from Abayis. You know, it's already going on. You're already, something has happened. So today says maybe it's water. So today adds another layer. So you now want to create a Graf Shirei. But if it's a Mokom Efsed, you could create a Graf Shirei. That's what Toys says over here. And based on this Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch goes on and tells you the halachos of Graf Shirei. We'll see inside how the Shulchan Aruch says it. And then we'll see how it's going to get to us. The Shornoch, Simon Shishches, on the right side, Sif Lamedalad, says the following. Following Sifim. This is basically what we learned in this Gemara, just straight from the Gemara. A. Kol Dovar Metunav. Anything which is disgusting. Kegon Rei, Viki, Vitsoyo. I'm not going to translate these words. So, Bein Shel Odom, Bein Shel Tainagoylim, Saif, it belongs to Odom, or an animal. Kayaitzbem, it's something which is really unpleasant to sit next to. If it's a place, in a place, in a chotzer, he's sitting there, mutar leitzion lashri, you can take it out to the garbage. Or the beisakise, v'afilu b'loikli, even without a kli, as the Gemara brought me an example of a dead mouse. V'im ayu b'chotzer shein dosho, but if you're in a place where you're not actually using, also leitzion, you're not allowed to take a disgusting thing just because it's disgusting if you're not actually using that room. But if he's afraid, even in the other room that you're not using, that a kid will go in there and get dirty, now I'll move it, but you can cover it with something else. That's Lamedad. You're allowed to remove a grav sharei, disgusting item. Also, lachzir, I mean, I can't give it back, the kli, because it smokes it. And can noise the chamayit with water into it, as the Gemara said. Lamedvav. You don't create a gav sharei lechatchila. You put something in front of you that will get most. To take it out when it gets disgusting. But if you did do it, you'll have to take it out. And finally, the last sif over here that we're sitting at right now. If it's a place where you're going to lose money from it. So mutal achli the mitosas in kav sharei the kavoy shoes the shalke the loitzi you can put extra kav sharei take it out you don't want to get ruined as the grinder of Abaye because he needed to save it you know how to save it on Shabbos so he made this out into a kav sharei and therefore he can take it out that's the basic halachas and that's the idea that anything which is disgusting and unpleasant a person can take it out and therefore if a person has for example a diaper of a baby or some any other garbage item, which is in his room, he can go and pick it up and take it out. Right? He can take it out, lechur becomes mukta. It's not something usable. It's mukta. Grav sharei mutar leitzia. Right? And the chayim discuss exactly what's the definition of grav sharei, and the pasuk that comes out for him is anything that disturbs and bothers a person to be next to it in the room. Bothers him, you can take it out. So that's the basic rule. You can take out a grav sharei and try to avoid to creating that lechatchila unless as Malkum have said. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos, the chulav down on the top, there's a top of the page. The Gemara says something, and this is ready to get lemaisa to us. The Gemara is speaking there about a mandomar that we didn't even go into that holds you not allowed to move things, even letzoyrich, even kelim, even like dishes, you're not allowed to move. So the Gemara says, Le Rabba, Libidam Nechemin, that's the Shito. Hani Keoris, our dishes. Hechi Betatalin, how do you move the dishes? Amul Rav Safra, me dab that grav sharei. Because when you eat on these dishes, they become, there's food on them and they're disgusting, you don't want to leave it on the table, grav sharei. Right, Rashi says, Hani Keoris, Lachelechi Betatalin, how do you take it out? So that is regarding there. So we learn from here the following. Says the Mishneh Berurah in beginning of Simon Shiches, beginning of Hilchos Mokzeh. The Mishabur goes on and says the following. He says, the Gdeiro Shemilachto Hu Lebishul Nakor. Gdeiro means a pot. A pot, you're not allowed, is, what do you do use a pot for? To cook. You don't use a pot usually for anything else. And mainly. So mainly, what is it? Sometimes you use to put water and fruits in it, but that's not the main usage. He bichlat kli shemelachta leisur. So if you don't have a tafsha there, it's kli shemelachta leisur, and it's also to move it. So we have a pot, you're not allowed to move it. Says the bir alocha on the left. Empty. It says empty. If food's okay, or full with dirt. It comes the bir alocha, it says kli shemelachta leisur, I'm shabulan gdeir, umikol konire, even though you remove the food, it's a kli shemelachta leisur, for a maid that abayis is sitting in the house, mutter letaltel, you're allowed to move it, or the sag etzat chutz, take it out, the advocate grav sharei. And he brings a raya from this gemara. So when you have a pot, and it's dirty, and it's sitting in a place which is disturbing you to be there. Let's say even in the kitchen, it's sitting on the counter, and the wife gets very annoyed because it's right there and it's dirty and disgusting. You can take it out, put it in the sink. Hi, maybe right now it's klisha melachtali, so you're speaking about a pot you can't. You usually use it for cooking. You're not allowed to use it on Shabbos anyway, right? But it's klisha grav shirei, and you move it out. Grav shirei. Okay, so that's like one example of grav shirei. Another.
It's still klisha melachtali. I had chicken soup in it. I used it on Shabbos. Now it's empty. Now it becomes a klisha
melachtali. Becomes klisha melachtali.
Even I used it for a month.
Even though you use it, because any other klisha melachtali. Let's think about bosses. That bosses goes at the beginning of what happens at the beginning of Shabbos. We're speaking here about a klisha melachtali. Okay, that's one classic example. The second classic example is regarding what? Cleaning the floor. You have dirt on the floor. How can you go ahead and clean it up? What about mukta? So this is what the Ramban and the Menchamas, the Rishonim, right? The Ramban goes on and says, V'im tishrei, you have it right here, below this Mishnah Berurah we just learned, the third thing in the middle of the page. V'im tishrei, when you clean up the house, mezizu offer, sheyuch, we have an offer. Now, but food, because food is a little more complicated, depends if it's raw, as we can get back to in a second. You can do it only next to a place you eat. To have like a grav shirei, it's disturbing you, you can take it out. You're allowed to go clean it because it's grav shirei. The Ramban goes on and says, there's another special heter. If you don't do it directly with your hand, you're allowed to move out dirt for to have a nice house of Shabbos. It's another heter. Yeah, he's speaking about the dirt floor over there. That's really speaking. For us, the Gelamaisa is regular dirt. The Chazunish, interesting enough, Rosh Hashanah already points out, interesting, Chazunish is a Ramban, and Chazunish is his own Sfara. Chazunish says here in Sinem Zayin, V'yesh la'ayin, if he's alam mutal chabet abay, it's not to offer him, because how can you go ahead and clean up the house? V'yesh la'ayin, if he's a graf, maybe the graf shrei, which is not what the Ramban says. Inami the offer umukta shalar, it's betailing kama ochamubal. So it's the katza bottle. It's bottle to the kaka. The main thing is your floor. And this is bottle to the floor. That's he says a new chiddush. Another reason you can take the dirt out of the floor is because it's bottle to the floor. And the nafkamina will be if you're in a room that you're not using. You're not cleaning that. If it's grav shirei can be only in a room that you're using. It's room you're not using, you can't. But if you say it's bottle gabe karka, it's all the mukta says, so you can clean it up every place in the house. Okay. So that is another example of a graph charade that we have. Something is dirt, you take it out, it's not an issue, that's what you have.
So there's leftover in the pot.
So if it's
transferred into a,
that's not a problem, because you have, while you have the food inside, you have your,
right.
I had to. You remove the down. You move, yeah, and I take it out now because mukta. This is actually maybe something most people don't realize. A pot is klisha melachtali, so unless it's maybe a small one, you use it 50% of the time, not to cook, but to actually store things in the fridge. Right? So most people don't do that. They don't use a pot to store. Unless you cook, it stays there, so you put it in the fridge. Usually you don't do that. So if it's empty, as it did, a klisha melachtali.
So his point, so you, now I'm taking an empty pot that right now is clean.
Yeah.
And I'm pouring the big chicken soup pot.
It's still in your hand. It's still in your hand.
How can I use the new
it's
one
still in your
clean?
Hand. Is it in your hand?
No, I didn't use it till the soup
the
was done.
Pot,
the second pot that I'm pouring into now.
Pot.
Clean pot. I'm taking that clean pot. He's saying.
Oh, but you're pouring into it.
Right? Right. Pouring into that. So now.
No, but I eat tzorchkuf. You can use it.
But before I used it, it's not a klisha.
No, you brought it to use it. You're allowed to klisha this. You're allowed to move in order to use it.
Uh-huh.
I'm bringing it to use it. I was speaking here after you use the pot.
Yeah,
you use
it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Right, the one
which is dirty, again, if you need it, you need to use it, you'll not use it. Tzorech Mekoyim, you need the place, you'll not use it.
Okay.
Speaking of, you don't need Tzorech Mekoyim, Tzorech Mekoyim, you don't need it.
Yeah.
But you just don't like it over there. So that would be Grav Shirei.
Okay.
Now, maybe before we get to the one of the main things I'm talking about here is, so we'll get to, just wondering if this start from here, from there. Maybe we'll go straight to the last thing we want to talk about today. And the board, we're speaking about the idea of dirt on the table. We just spoke about dirt on the floor. What about dirt on the table? Now, dirt on the table, you have here a, start with, as we'll get to in a second, also a little bit of idea of buses, which we spoke about last night, is on the table. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siv Chav Zayin, Atzaboy Shurim LeKlovim, the clip is Shurim LeMachavim, anything that you could give to an animal to eat, Upirim Shemen Kazayis, Mutar LaAvir MaLashuchin, I'll take it out. And that's what we learned already a few weeks ago when we spoke about the idea of Muktzeh Bachos Gufoy, anything which is edible for an animal is okay. Discuss some things today you don't give to an animal, like meat, you leave for yourself. What happens over there with discussion in Achray? Avalim, it says in Shulchan Aruch, in a clip you read the it's not really for Bema to eat, also a Ta'adalam. And the Minai is a Ta'adalam, because Mukte. So what do? You just shake the table, and you allow the crumbs to fall off. Crumbs are usually edible, but you allow the dirt to fall off on the floor. That's what he says. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Minar is a tavla. Who daf amunach l'shulcha gedas sum avlechem? You have, let's say, like the it's like similar to a tray or some kind of it's a board where you have food and the challah. Who did mapa prusa v'tal me'etor k'adam v'tal b'day? You not pick up in your hand, it's okay. And he says, who did mavir v'lid davaracher? Also, if you take it by something else, you're like taking like a small like knife and just pushing it off, it's okay. And then he ends, the Shibur ends, three lines over the end, if you've kept so beyachdu mo, so love la nicham, kach, you don't like it. It disturbs you. You sit at the Shabbos table, and it's all dirty over there. Ha'l-shukhan mutar la'avirin bayadayin, da'avu lidik ki graf sharei. It's graf sharei, so you can take it out. That's what it is. So he brings his idea. By the way, we just learned, you're not going to make a graf sharei l'chatela. So what about the fact that a person is going to go ahead and he's eating, and he knows he's going to make dirt? For example, you eat the garinim, the Israeli garinim, eating them up. Right, and you put the pits down. These pits, you know, you're creating graf sharei. So you're not allowed to do a graf sharei d'chachila. So that's already brought down that because it's derech achila, I'm sitting in the table. If you tell me I can't do it, I have to put everything in the garbage. That's very hard to do. So if you're doing something which is derech achila, that's not one of the things that are mutter. You don't make a graf sharei d'chachila because you are intending to make a graf sharei. But here I'm just eating. It happens we have garbage left over. So that's not considered to be l'chatchila, and that is mutter if you have on the table. That's another example that we have a lot. But what I wanted to come to, and this is really the combination of the graf sharei with the bus of davos that we learned in the last 2 weeks. That's why we learned the buses before we got the graf sharei, is the big and important case of a garbage can. Garbage. How do you do the garbage? So, in order to get to that, I want to go back, which is really negat to the sugya of Basad Avar Asar, and see how it's negat very much to garbage, and take it from there to see what we do halacha nice. So we'll start here, the Gemara and Shabbos, the Mandala, and based on the top. We mentioned a little bit the Gemara last week, but we didn't go into it. The Gemara said like this, if you have a bed which is made, set aside to have on it money. I mean, bed those days was not necessarily a bed you sleep on, it was, you know, some place where you could put things on as well. He niyachalem was, he put in money, also a tatala. Lo he niyachalem was, mutil tatala. So, if you miyachin from us, it depends if you put in money or not, even though it doesn't have money right now, and we're not going to bring it into the cigarette. Lo yichdalem was, if he did not have intention to put money into it. Yeshalem was, if you have money, also a tatala. Ain't a lem was, but there's no money right now, mutil tatala. If I have a bed that has no money on it right now, I could carry it. Says the Gemara, that's if it wasn't near Benesh Roshes. So what is the Meshwash of the Gemara? If you had money on the bed, but the money is not, it wasn't there in the beginning of Shabbos, and now it's on there on Shabbos, now I'll carry it. If the money's not there, you could carry the bed. So Tanya says, that's the things we mentioned last week. Says Tanya says, we speak that he put it there. Why? Because we learned last week. If you forgot, it's no buses. Speaking, they may put it in Shabbos, as the Gemara says, because it wasn't your air of Shabbos. To be near boy doing, but you live in a shoshes. I feel ain't only a moist also a tattoo. Now move it. Get the karma, save the milsa. So today says it has to be that the money was put here after Shabbos came in, and it was put here purposely. So says, how could that be? How can you put money on Shabbos? That's because Shadech Yechol Yod Shabbaniach Ladaz on Shabbos. How's it possible? So that's what we saw last week. Ishtoiku Shiniach Nochu Yotinek Ladaz Yisrael. It's a goy or a baby put it for you and he was happy about it. And that's what we saw, that if someone else does it for you, you have a din of buses. So Tosis is there. So here you see the idea. Tosis, what is Tosis telling us? You have Dover Osir on a basis on Shabbos, even though it was not put there in the beginning of Shabbos, which is put there in the middle of Shabbos, it becomes a basis. So we learned 2 weeks ago the basis, if you don't have, you put it in the beginning of Shabbos, you don't intend to have the whole Shabbos. That's one thing. Here he's speaking, it wasn't there in the beginning of Shabbos. It was there just put on the middle of Shabbos. And now it's still there. Is that a basis or not? Tosis says it's a basis.
Without having something else on.
Without having something else on there, yeah. Zog the Balamor. Balamor is right below this Gemara. Says the Balamor. He says, "Kemo shakash shalak v'chatev." Ve'ain zed nasis boss davar. So what about bosses? He says, "No shalai you alem ben ashroshes." He says, "No, if it wasn't there beginning of Shabbos, it doesn't become bosses. Bosses is defined as being there on Shabbos." And then he says another idea: "Ocho ina tachtem el al da'as hashamtom." It was put there only in order to move them. With the Balamor, the second answer is really what the Rashba says over here. If you see below the Balamor, you have a Rashba. The Rashba says, he brings the taste to the beginning that was put on Shabbos with a goy, and he says, "Avakol shiniya nichomem." In the middle of the Rashba, because she went to Shabbos al das lenar, and if you put it there in order to take it out, I feel like you'd do more because you shimen, and that's what he says. So the comes out what we have over here is like this. Tosis says, any time you have muktzah on something on Shabbos, even though it was put there temporarily, it's also to move it, because buses. The Baal Mor says, no, if it wasn't the beginning of Shabbos, this would go buses. Second answer to the Baal Mor, and the Rashba says, no, it depends. When you put there in Shabbos, was intended to be moved on Shabbos, or was not intended to be moved on Shabbos? The phone on the Sfarim was put there to be moved or not? If it was put there to be moved, so then it becomes a, doesn't become a buses. If not, not. That's what the Rashba says. What's the halacha? So the Ma'aseh Bishabura says the we pass gets motor, and the Biur Halacha you have it over here below the Tosis. The Biur Halacha says meet the Hishalel, Mashra filu lo yu amoy seleb ben Ashroshes, even though the money wasn't there ben Ashroshes, also tatala boy don't allow. And he says what's the case? Kailish dech a new Yehudi or Tinuk a goy Tinuk amoy to Shabbos that Israel brings the Tosis. The imutu lenai is amoy seleb. You let remove the money. I am besimit shilchez amogen avron shivi dias besetz mechlekes. That's the mechlekes we just learned. It's become a boss, can you take it out or not? When he brings another one, Magora Mashra Shedai Soy Noite Deloy Nase Bosses. Came in Shlo, you will have been a Shwash with all in that. So this goes back to the Sugi of Bosses. If you have something was put on Shabbos, does it become a Bosses or not? Machalik is the Rishining. Toy says yes, Balamor says no. Says the Mishabur, we paskin that it's Mutter. Ask the Chazan, what? Mutter, it's Mutter. Says the Chazon Ish. Why can you say that? Let's see. There's a Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem Hamud Beis, right below this. The Gemara says the following: Kina Shatan Negoz. Kina Negoz is basically a like a nest of a chicken. Ma'ul Latil Tulei B'Shas. Can you move it on Shabbos? So the Gemara goes out and do a cheshbon, has a whole cheshbon of what happened over here, and the Gemara goes up and concludes. We're not going to see the whole Gemara inside. We're speaking here that it was a beitza shenoyldah. There was an egg that was born on Shabbos. So it's a noyldah, and a noyldah is mukta. Are you allowed to carry the kino if the beitza was born on Shabbos? So the word goes on and says that you can use it, you can give it to an animal to eat it. So the and the word says it ends, the isba beitza sefreyach have a beitza that is supposed to grow a chick out of it, so you can't really eat it, so it's not really useful. So now if you have a kino, can you carry it on Shabbos or not? That's what it says. Right? And look at the Rashi on the side. Rashi says the Isba
Rishonim, whether it becomes buses or not.
Yes.
That's the
Machlokes, yeah. Says the Rashi, the Isba Beitza, Shenolda Hayoim. That's speaking about Nolda Hayoim. That's the case. And the more ends, the ends, they have a Beitza Sefreach, says Tosfos, nearly read the Oslo of Shirin, according to the Shimon, the holds of Mukhs' mutter. Here as an Isba Shadikan, the Isba Efreach, Avik, Kemoy, Gurd, Smoky, you remove it away from you. And that is a problem to take out. So the Gemara tells you like this. You have a nest of a chicken. It's called a nest or whatever the chicken's sitting down on. And she laid an egg on Shabbos. You now let her move the nest. Why? Because it became muktzah on Shabbos. You get a bus, it's still muktzah. Says the Chazon Ish. What's that? The court of Baal Amor, if it becomes on Shabbos, it's not a problem. So what's the issue? That's because look at the Chazon Ish at the bottom on the left. Says the Chazon Ish. The Temo. Ledas Raza, my Mishani Shabbos Tafanyamud Beis, the Izbe Beitzo. If I should know the Shabbos born Shabbos. Akati lama no inaya beit. So he tells the kino, why can you move it? Need the kino to the kachoshim aniach. Akati b'neg b'Shabbos. That was shaylin. If you put it on Shabbos, not a problem. It's a balamar. So what's a problem egg? So chloima zok the chazanish. The kino the kino miyuchedes lekach. Kino. That's the whole purpose of the kino. What's the kino? The kino is meant for a chicken to sit in it and lay eggs. It's meant to be a place for the eggs. When do you say the boss is have something on Shabbos is if it's okay? That's its place. You have a phone on Shabbos. You have money on a bed. That's not its place. But if it that's the whole purpose, this is the case. This is the, for example, let's say a holder for the phone. So it was put there for there. That's what it does. So then you can't tell me that it doesn't become bosses on Shabbos. And even Baal Morik says it. Ryan refreshes almost. Born Shabbos on May. It tells you that an egg that was born in Shabbos makes the kino a bosses. If not, I can explain the Gemara. Says the Chazanish, you see from here that anything that was done on that way, it makes it into Moksa. So, now, that's one thing. So we see this. Any mukta that happened on Shabbos makes it a basis. Number one. Now, one more thing we'll see before we go ahead and we'll see a few very interesting things regarding our garbage. The Shulchan Aruch tells you in Simon Shechet Siv Zayin, the right side, it says the following. We're speaking there about a sugya we didn't go into, right? Don't think we covered all mukta. We covered only a portion of it. One of the things we didn't go into was a kli shenishma. You have a kli that broke on Shabbos. So if it broke, it becomes muktzah. So the Shulchan tells like this. Chatira tzchira shenishma. So he starts with bechoil. If it broke on a weekday, so then it's muktzah. Broken Shabbos, maybe not. Mikli viruyu lechaz bekli. If you can use it for something else, motu latatul afil boko shein keli mitzuy shom lechazoy sabol. Okay? So the rule is, when you have a broken kli, that if it's still usable, so it's not mukzeh. If it's not usable, it becomes mukzeh. Right? So if you have a piece of a handle of a pot that it fell, you know, the pot broke, you know, I use it. Why not use it? Mukzeh. But if it's something that is used for something else, so that's not mukzeh. But says the Shulchan Aruch rule. Ve'im zorko la'ashpo, but if he threw it to the garbage, mi bi'oyoyim before Shabbos, also ta'atalo. Why? Kevan shabotlo mi'oyzot kli. If he throws it to the garbage, he's saying, I'm not interested in it. So he makes it completely booked. Even though you can use it, usually you can use it. But if he went ahead and threw it to the garbage, he's basically declaring that this is not mukt. Okay, so now let's go discuss a garbage, right? Garbage is a place where a garbage can is where you put garbage into it. What happens when you put a garbage into the garbage can? So let's first of all start with the garbage can that was done. You put the garbage on Shabbos. If you put it into the garbage things which are mukta, right? And you're allowed to do that because it's grav sharei, so you remove it out of the room, it's disgusting, you put it into the garbage. What do you think now, based on what we just learned before? If this become bustis adavar asur or not? Yes, why should we bustis adavar asur? Hi, it's put there on Shabbos.
That's his place.
It's meant to be in its place. That's a garbage can. That's what you put. You put a garbage can. Even according to the Baal HaMor that says that usually in Shabbos you can't make a garbage, that's only if it's at its place. But if it's its place, says the Chazanish, you have mukach when the Gemara doesn't make, then you have a problem. You can't put it. So when you put a garbage into a garbage can, it becomes a bus's double answer. So you can move the garbage. Right? The minute you put the garbage in, you can't move the garbage. The garbage can. Can't move the garbage can. There is a heter. Is a heter. If you go ahead and you have their food, which is royal machal beim, right? If it's royal machal beim, any food which is royal machal beim, you can give an animal to eat it. So then it's not mukta. The only reason it's mukta is because you can't move it. So therefore, it's just dirt. You have a pasture. You have a diaper of a baby. It's tovar shei. It doesn't have no usage. But if it's, let's say, leftovers of food, that those you can give an animal. So then it doesn't become mukta. So if you have a garbage can, and the garbage can has in it food as well, has bones, you can give a dog, so then you don't have necessarily mukta, and even if you have a mixture of both, it's most of all so a mukta that you can move. That's if you do it on Shabbos. But if you did it Erev Shabbos, if you put the garbage into the garbage can, Erev Shabbos, you can't tell me it's a machal be'ema. Why not? That's halacha we saw before in Sif Zayin. Because anything you threw away before Shabbos, you basically said, I'm not interested in this. I'm not going to use it for anything. And if I'm throwing it away before Shabbos, I'm basically announcing that this thing is not
usable.
So even though, in theory, you could go ahead and give it to an animal to eat, but the same when you have a kli shenishba, you have a kli that was the broken Shabbos. You're not allowed to, you if you threw it away before Shabbos, you're basically declaring that it's out. So it's here. So the Chayim said, yeah, it depends. If, what happens to Shabbos itself? I'm throwing it away. Shabbos itself, the fact that you're saying you're throwing it away doesn't make it a problem. And that's what happens with the kli as well. Because it says, what?
But once you put Shabbos garbage in,
yeah,
now they're combined, now it's no problem.
Because with the safe, it's not a problem. That's what the safe says, and the Shekhinah says the previous safe. I didn't bring it over here. Call Akein Shanishbu Afil B'Shabbos Mutal Atal Shirin. If you broke a Shabbos, they don't have a problem. Even though you threw it away. Right? So that is, if you can use it, you can use it. It has to be like a declaration before Shabbos, I'm not going to use it anymore. So it comes out like this. Here's where we're trying to get to. You, Pashas, if a garbage can which has garbage in it before Shabbos, you're not allowed to move the garbage can. Why not move the garbage can? Because any garbage that's in before Shabbos, you declare you're not giving it to an animal. Get down, you put it nicely outside, give it to the dog. Right now, it's in the garbage, unless you use the garbage to give the, you know, maybe someone does that. He puts garbage in the garbage can, and then eventually he uses that to give it to the animal. But most people don't do that. So if you're putting garbage in the garbage can, you're making this garbage mukteh, and the garbage is buses. Before Shabbos, for sure. During Shabbos, even though we usually hold the bus of davar asur doesn't become on Shabbos, that's only if it's not its place. But if it's its place, it becomes asur. So if it, but there you have on Shabbos a heter, if it's a machal be'ema, it's okay. It's not machal be'ema. And here we get to the following thing. In the modern kitchens, you have a garbage which is in a drawer. You have a drawer that goes out, and you have a garbage over there. So this garbage is being moved out. Has a lot of issues with Shabbos. Why? Because start the first thing. If I talk about a draw, which its whole usage is to be the base for a garbage can, right? It doesn't have any other usage. It has other usages, so then it becomes buses double also, and then you can move it. But if you have the only usage is for to have there a garbage, so then what happens over there? It becomes buses for the garbage. If the garbage is full before Shabbos, then you have a din of basal davar asur. You're not allowed to open that drawer. Now open. If not even full, even if you have a little bit dirt in it before Shabbos, so then it becomes basal davar asur because it was thrown away. And everything that's thrown away is asur as mukteh. And if it's mukteh, you have a garbage, it's basal davar asur. So you're now allowed to move it on Shabbos. If it was done, if it was not empty before Shabbos, if it was not full before Shabbos, it was empty before Shabbos, and you filled it on Shabbos, you have to make sure that the things that go in the garbage, at least for the first time, will be Roy L'Macha Be'emo. If it's not Roy L'Macha Be'emo, you're not allowed to move it again because it closes the buses. So meaning, when he tried to say it's like this. If you have a garbage which is in a drawer, which I think many people have, right? So you need to first of all make sure, A, before Shabbos, the garbage has to be empty. If it's not empty, it's a bustle of also, you can't move that drawer. Number one. Number two, on Shabbos itself, the first thing that goes in there, if you want to move it, needs to be dovo shiroi l'macha be'ema. It needs to be something which is edible for an animal. Meaning, if you're putting in your plastic cups, Dad, you are... Well, plastic cup is not a great example. I'll tell you in a second why. We'll get to that in a second. But if you're let's say you have a plastic, a used, dirty plastic plate, which is unusable anymore, and you're throwing it into the garbage, and that's the first thing that goes into the garbage, then becomes a bus's dover us, so you can't move the garbage until you put the also kalim chura. If you put it there later, I think it will help. Well, how long you can't close the drawer. Can't move the drawer. So you have to be very careful with the drawer. Should have become a bus's davar asur on Shabbos or before Shabbos to make sure that it is empty.
So leave it open.
Leave it
empty. And what?
Leave it open.
If you leave it open, it's okay until you have.
You still have to put something in there.
Well, that's when you. Yeah, the person has to be careful. Or the other option is to start using the drawer for something else. Maybe to put in there, you know, let's say some bags, you know. I mean, that's what I have in mind. My house have a garbage. But in the same place, was there was a place for garbage bags. We use on Shabbos, even for, let's say, you know, you're wrapping something, doesn't have to be dafka garbage, so you need to use that for that.
Yeah.
So that, say, you have a busted of also a motor. But if it's only for that, so you have to be very careful, because to go, if you have dirt in the garage before Shabbos, you're not allowed to open that drawer on Shabbos. You have to be careful. What? Oh, so here, that's the second point here. Removing the garbage, if you are opening the drawer because the garbage stinks and disturbs you, you need to get it out. Then it's okay. Then you can open the drawer to take out the garbage and put it outside in the garbage outside if you have a place you have a roof. But if the garbage doesn't stink, usually these garbages are closed. That's the whole purpose of the garbage. It's closed in the drawer. So I don't have garbage right now. So what do I have? I have on the table, I have dirt. Okay, so put the dirt in the garbage bag and leave it inside. And if that disturbs you, take that garbage outside. But to go and open the drawer with the garbage, you're doing moving buses for no usage. Unless you say, maybe that's the only thing I can think of, and I don't know if that's a head there, is he's saying, I have a garbage array on the table. And to go outside is too difficult to go through it outside. So I don't have any other place to put it, but over here, so I'm moving the drawer for the Graf Charay on the table. I don't know if that's good enough of a answer. It's very hard to say. I just put the bag, especially in our house today. Do you have enough room? Go ahead, you know, just put it on the side, put it in the corner. You don't have to put it to have that drawer. What? And then so that's where you get the Graf Charay story.
Meaning,
just because it's full does not help. Unless you're saying this, I have more garbage. I don't have where to put it. So I need to put it somewhere. I said, okay, so put that extra garbage on the room. He says, no, that's Graf Charay. I don't want to go ahead and have the Graf Charay in the room. So there, I need to put the garbage back in. I can take out the...
But the truth is,
you take out the garbage, all the garbage disturbs you. What?
In a normal circumstance with an A roof, and he said the garbage is full, and now you have another bag.
And doesn't it bother you?
Throw it in the backyard.
Just throw it
in the outside?
In the outside.
Skip the in-house wall.
The chur.
So what about you have a conventional garbage? Not in the drawer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Oh, so can you open the lid or not? So that he brings, I saw that he's asking about a lid of a garbage. Why is the lid? The pasha is the lid of the garbage, not a buses. You're covering the garbage. That itself is just a handle. So you're not covering anything. There's a bottle to, because there's a bottle of the garbage. Pasha, there's a bottle. You're not in the bottle after the garbage, so that you can take it out. You take it, pick up the lid, and then you can put it in. But to take the garbage itself, you have a problem. And another thing, which is very, you know, very common, is that a person goes in and says, oh, we have a lot of dirt here. You know, instead of picking everything up, putting in the garbage, let's just bring the garbage can over here, and we'll throw everything into the garbage, right? Have a party. That's where the garbage, you can't bring the garbage can if the garbage has dirt, unless it was empty before Shabbos, A, and B, it doesn't have Michael Behema on. He has right now, Michael Behema.
If it wasn't at the beginning of Shabbos and there was Michael Behema, you can move it.
If it was empty.
No, it was full. It's us. But us. Now I've dropped in some food on Shabbos.
No, you're not allowed.
You can't.
Because became a buses.
Outside. It
became a buses.
Outside.
If before Shabbos.
If the can had garbage in it before Shabbos, I could probably would, okay? Because they're not collecting it on Friday.
Yeah. Right? Oh, that garbage outside, I'm moving it.
No. You just said an example. So I'm saying, for example, let's say you now take out the Friday night garbage, whatever, or Saturday afternoon garbage, and now it was usher, you told me, because it was garbage from before Shabbos.
Right.
But now I put in typical with food in it.
Right? In the same,
the animals always come
in the same garbage.
In the same garbage.
So you can't move it.
And now, like you said, you want to move it closer.
You can't. Because
you
became,
change your status?
As we learned, bus is double also before Shabbos.
Yeah.
It's also Kula Shabbos.
Can't change it on Shabbos.
If when Shabbos began, it was a bus is double also, it's also. Can't move it. Right, but before Shabbos, there's no heter there. Because even Machal Bein before Shabbos, if you threw it to the garbage, you basically announced that this is not usable. So before Shabbos, this was pure Dorasso. Unless you have something on the garbage. You put it on the garbage some other item. You're putting in the garbage. Some, I don't know, basket, the food, or whatever that you're going to use. Some because most of us don't want to put a regular garbage, just a pure regular normal garbage, has in it, because most of us, we give Shabbos.
But if it was food before Shabbos, then it wouldn't be a...
Food edible, you're going to use for yourself. That's not for yourself.
No, the animals come into a...
No, that's what you're trying to say. You have food on the garbage. Unless it's meant for the animal to come... No, I mean, usually, no, question. Most, I'll speak, let's say, garbage in the house. Garbage, animals not going to eat.
You speak outside.
The question is, are you intending for the squirrels to come and eat?
No.
Oh, no, you're not.
We always do. We try and seal it up so they don't.
Right, so you actually tried that. So you're really throwing it away for them not to enjoy it. So that becomes those of us.
So you don't want them.
You have a lot of company. You want to bring out the garbage.
Yeah.
You can bring the garbage in.
Right.
What about a garbage bag?
So the bag, while it doesn't have anything, you can bring it. If it's empty, there's nothing in there. The garbage bag itself, it's okay. No, but while you're holding in your hand, you're in a better. Now you have the bag, and you have the bag in your hand, so you're okay. Like every, usually, as we said, the mukta, anything you're holding in your hand is okay. So you don't, and the pouch is this bag thing. You don't make a bust is when it's in your hand unless you don't put it down. So you're in a better. If you have the bag in your hand, you're okay. But if you have regular garbage, that's the thing. So
let's assume everything's it's supposed to be done so far. And you throw out, let's say you have we have mandals, you know, you finished it, you throw it out, it has no use anymore, right?
And it's not machabehema. I am okay.
It's not machabehema either.
Yeah.
Now, the container. But now, you just finished eating the chicken or whatever, or something that has extra juice in it. And you don't want to spill the juice down the sink.
Yeah.
So you say, you know what, I have that container I just threw out.
Yeah.
Can I take that container now out and fill it up with the juice from the leftover chicken or the leftover meatballs?
The container is a garbage can? Or just
container threw it into the garbage can.
And I was
because
out.
I don't need it anymore. Because they
and the container's empty.
Container's empty.
Now you came up with
it. No, and you want to come and use it.
Now you say I have a use.
Yeah. Oh, you threw it before Shabbos or after Shabbos?
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos, you can use it. Because you never mivata kli on Shabbos. Mivata kli only before Shabbos. That
happens all the time. Think about
right.
It.
One of the things that you know, I mean, next week when we speak into the question and answer, is what do you do with plastic cups? A big discussion in the Achronim. Plastic cups, you use the plastic cup and you threw it to the garbage. Is that over? Before Shabbos. Over? Oh, you say, no, I that's what I do with it. I threw it away. But really, if for some reason I won't want to use the cup, I will still go and use it. It's a big machlokes in the Achronim. Is that considered to be that you got rid of it, or you did not get rid of it when you threw it to the garbage?
By the way,
what happens if somebody else threw it away?
Okay, so that goes with your das. That's what goes before.
By the way, it's a different subject, but you're not allowed to technically tie a permanent knot on your garbage and throw it out.
Right, that's something else. It's like that's Kesher Shikab. Okay, we're running out of time. Next week, Beis Hashem, I want to have the sheer of questions and answers. And please, everybody, if you can send the questions, any question regarding Mukseh, to my email. It's on the sheet, in the middle of the sheet. You have my email address. Please send it to there, so we can, because, you know, so I'll be prepared. And we can go over all these, you know, the several different questions. I'll try to bring also a few topics we didn't discuss regarding the Mukseh and Yonim that are prevalent to us. Okay.